Rula Amin. She's a senior communications advisor at the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, and she joins us by Skype from Amman. Rula, thanks so much for being on the program. Firstly, what does this tragedy say about the desperation of these people?
Yes, as you said, it's the desperation and the hopelessness. Unfortunately, like Zainab had said, people are aware of the risk and yet they take these journeys. We have seen the number of people attempting to depart and the number of boats departing double from 21 to 20 compared to 20. And that number tripled if you compare it from January to September 2022. That shows how desperate these people are in order to protect their families and to provide for their families. Just to remind the viewers, in Syria, inside Syria, the situation is very dire. More than 90% of the population are living under the poverty line. In Lebanon, more than 90% of Syrian refugees are living in extreme poverty. This says a lot about the situation and what needs to be done to help these people. What we call for is solidarity, international solidarity, in line of what we call responsibility sharing. The international community must do more, not only to improve conditions for refugees and IDPs and the communities that host them, like Lebanon, but it also must provide what we call safe pathways, legal ways for these people to be able to move to a third country where they have a better chance to protect their families.
Rula, what's the UN doing to help these people? We heard from our correspondent. She said that UNRWA is lacking funds. What impact is that having?
Of course, lacking funds mean that UN agencies like UNRWA, like UNHCR, are not able to reach all those who need humanitarian assistance. It means we have to prioritize who is more vulnerable. And to be honest, in this situation, most people are very vulnerable, and it's a very hard decision. What is needed is international solidarity to provide these funds so humanitarian agencies can reach these people. International support must be provided to hosting communities like Lebanon, like Jordan. And more important, there has to be a will to find solutions for these people. As Zena said, many of these people have been living a life of refugees in very dire conditions for years now. And it's time for people to have solutions. For Syrian refugees, for example, they are in Lebanon in a very dire economic situation. There is a lot of pressure on them to go back to Syria. It's very hard for them to go back to Syria for a number of reasons. Some don't feel safe. Others cite elements or reasons like lack of livelihood, lack of infrastructure, no schools, no health care. And that's a major problem inside Syria now. More than 14 million people need humanitarian assistance.
Rula, so the statistics the statistics are certainly stark as we continue to hear. And you talk of solutions, but who's responsible for finding the solution? Surely the UN needs to put up its hand and say, yes, OK, solutions are needed and this is how we can tangibly help.
Yes, that's a very good question. Unfortunately, the UN alone cannot find these solutions. There has to be a will by the stakeholders, whether it's the countries where there is conflict, neighboring countries, and regional and international powers who have a lot of say, usually, in these conflicts. And there's so much money that's been put to fuel sometimes conflicts. There has to be a consensus that it's time to stop. We have to avoid more conflicts. We have to resolve the current conflict, and we have to be able to give people hope. We have to be able to tell them that they don't need to get on these dangerous journeys, that there is a way for them to provide to their families, to protect their children, to grant them a future without having to put children on such risky boats. As Zena said, you know, many people had seen sometimes family members go on these boats and sink and drown in the sea, and yet they take the journey only because they don't have another choice. We have to give them other options.
The thing with Lebanon is the economic situation there is nothing new. And why have these people been left in such a dire situation for so long?
Well, it is new. It's a very severe economic crisis. And it hit the country especially hard in the past 2 years. For Lebanese, you know, many of the Lebanese are not used to these kind of challenges and difficulties. And this crisis, that there is no light at the end of the tunnel, that it's going to be resolved soon. People are left unable to send their kids to school, unable to put food on the table, and unable to secure a future for their children. And that's why I say they need hope. They need to know there are other options other than taking to the sea and trying to reach Europe or any other country, hoping for a better future. Today, and in the past 3 days, we heard about more than 90, almost 90 people who drowned in this journey. Many more are still lost at sea. The survivors are, you know, there's about, for now, what we hear from the Syrian authorities, about 20 survivors. That's a tragic number. These are tragic figures. We from what we get, many of those who were on the boat were women and children. And so you can only think what was on the mind of these families when they decided to go on this boat. Definitely, they did not see any other option. And that's why the international community has to come forward, has to provide support for international humanitarian agencies to provide for those who need support. They have to support countries like Lebanon in order to be able to tend and revive the economy, give Lebanese some hope that things will improve. And the international community has to provide legal, safe pathways for people who wish to leave. Another point that is very important, that the number of these journeys and departures from Lebanon have increased. And it's not just from Lebanon. We've seen it from Libya, from Tunis. There has to be more effort put to increase the capacity and, more important, the will of the countries that have the capacity to do so for rescue at sea operations. There has to be some kind of more guarantees for those who are rescued to be disembarked at safe ports, to be received, to be welcomed. And that has not happened yet, and it needs to happen.
It's an important point to make. We appreciate your thoughts. Rula Amin, Senior Communications Advisor at the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. Thank you.